Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, April 15th, 2019. Today, in 1989, the worst disaster in British sporting history occurred at Hillsborough Stadium, Sheffield, killing 96 people and injuring 766. So-called mobility hubs could be the future of city transportation. They should make it possible to switch easily from public transport to other mobility services. The first hub was opened on Friday at Gitchnerstrasse in Kreuzberg. It was jointly launched by Gewobag, BVLG, and Berlin's Transportation Administration. Further hubs in all districts are to follow. The station serves as a transfer point to mobility services such as car, bike, and scooter sharing. It is part of the Yelby, a new booking platform that will make it possible to book all sharing services via one app. As Berlin Briefing previously reported, the app will be launched in the summer. In addition to the Berlin-Brandenburg Transport Association and Deutsche Bahn, around 15 providers of bicycle, car, and scooter sharing, as well as taxi operators, have so far joined the, quote, Alliance for Tomorrow's Mobility, initiated by the BVLG. Not only the BVLG, but also the Deutsche Bahn is trying out new concepts for the future. Currently, Deutsche Bahn is transforming the Charlottenburg S-Bahn station to become a smart city railway station. The company wants to integrate the station better into the neighborhood by increasing the quality of time spent in the station and supplement the utilization concept. The term smart city basically means that areas are networked and intertwined. This is intended to make a location more efficient, but also more livable. Technical solutions often play an important role. It includes, for example, offering customers a pleasant stay in the reception building, creating opportunities for working, such as co-working space, integrating new forms of mobility, or also incorporating the area outside of the station. The aim is to increase the attractiveness of railway stations and thus to shift traffic from road to rail in the long term. At the Charlottenburg S-Bahn station, for example, seating is to be created on the forecourt. A flower stand, which was previously set up between the track entrances, will move into the reception hall, and charging stations for mobile phones are also planned. According to the DB, the conversion should be completed by the middle of the year. Later, it will be possible to see on monitors when the next train or bus is leaving. In the long term, lockers for parcels and mail are also being considered, so that on the way home, passengers can save themselves the detour to the post office. At the moment, several cities and transport associations are in contact in order to define further projects. A redesign of the Hamburg Harburg and Hamburg Dammtor locations into smart city stations is to begin this year. In Berlin, smart city also exists in other areas. The Senate Department for Economics, Energy, and Enterprises, for example, has included a mobility project in which 65 charging points for electric vehicles were set up, especially near hotels. And on a building facade in Schöneberg, a system was installed that produces microalgae as food. The German government is demanding that by Wednesday there be mandatory clarity as to whether the BER airport can be opened next autumn. According to the newspaper Bild, Secretary of State for Transport Michael Gundner has written a letter to Airport Chief Ludwig Daldrup and asked if he can still meet the opening date of October 2020. The reason for the letter is apparently an internal report by the Technical Supervision Association, or TÜV, on March 8th. It lists more than 11,000 defects. Fire protection was still the main focus, and the work on the fire alarm system took longer than expected. TÜV wrote, quote, "In particular, the target date is at great risk due to the unfinished condition of the plant." The Flughafen Gesellschaft Berlin-Brandenburg, or FBB, had announced that the supervisory board had been comprehensively informed about the TÜV report. The airport chief denies that the opening date is endangered. he suggested that only parts of the report were considered, stating, quote, if one picks out just one sentence, one can indeed come to an assessment as it has been presented, but not to a realistic assessment of the project. However, he admitted that there are still two critical areas, stating, quote, on the one hand, manufacturer Bosch is still busy with the remaining work on the fire alarm system. On the other hand, there are still small pieces of rework on the wiring, which will run for quite a while. FDP faction leader Sebastian Jaya on Friday harshly questioned the credibility of the airport boss and called Lutke Doldrup a notorious liar from whom taxpayers cannot expect any truth about BER. According to Jaya, only as much information on the construction of the airport would come to light as one would ask Lutke Doldrup questions. For Lutke Doldrup, Jaya has thus crossed a line and sent him a cease and desist letter via his lawyer and gave him a limited amount of time in which to sign it. If it is not signed, the case will have to be tried in court. Concerts, performances by artists, cheerful get-togethers in the former Death Strip, what was a 14-year-old tradition in the Mauer Park on every last night in April, will not take place this year. Only a few weeks before the event, the planning of the peaceful Walpurgis Night, as the spectacle is called, failed. The reasons are similar to the concerns that had already put the popular karaoke on Sundays and the concerts of street musicians in peril: residents' complaints and bureaucratic hurdles. These are the problems which, according to the organizers of the festival, Friends of the Mauer Park, led to the cancellation of Walpurgis Night. According to Peaceful Walpurgis Night chairman Alexander Puel, the team had canceled the event because the police announced that the festival would be subject to high restrictions, the reason being fear of possible complaints from local residents. To what extent the police had imposed higher requirements for the festival and what the security concerns were could not be learned on Saturday. A police spokeswoman said that it would not be possible to comment on this until today. The irony is that after wild times with riots in the 90s, Walpurgis Night has become a very moderate spectacle and is rather inconspicuous from a regulatory point of view. For the Friends of the Mauer Park, both neighborhood and administration have changed unfavorably. Compared to earlier years, where the festival was held without special permissions, the police had suggested that Walpurgis Night 2019 be staged without a campfire and without music. But with that, for Puel, the event as such was dead. With such a high risk of complaints, he believes it makes no sense to start the celebration at all. Nevertheless, the event team will do everything in its power to have the Walpurgis Night as a, quote, matter of the heart in a private setting at a different location where, quote, everybody feels safe. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.